This morning I wanted to look at one of those verses that's a little tricky, if you will. And the first verse in Gospel according to Matthew this morning, that Jesus said to his apostles, "Do not think that I have come to bring peace upon the earth. I have come to bring not peace, but the sword." Now that's one of those verses that those that are anti-Catholic or anti-Christian or anti-religion that'll point out right there, hey, that's why God, what you think is true, is actually false. That's why there is no God. You're just believing something in a sacred, you know, hocus pocus book. Well, when we read the scriptures, we need to read it with a better way. First, I recommend, as I believe with many students in the Holy Scriptures, that we have to read the Bible in the whole content, meaning from the first pages to the last, that you can't just pull out one verse or one paragraph and say, oh, that's why that's wrong. No, it's a canonical scripture. And second, you got to make sure what you're reading. You know, they're totally different parts of the scriptures. You know, the Bible in different language means Biblia, which means the books or the library. You know, you might be looking through the scriptures, finding yourself in the poems or history or legends or fiction. How can you just see and pull out one line in that section in a different part of the whole Bible itself? Which is what Jesus is talking about right here. He is speaking in an image in a couple powerful ways. Do not think that I have come to bring peace upon the earth. Well, first, did Jesus ever say that the whole world will be peaceful? No, he never did. He said there will be peace following Jesus, but he also knew very well that there is evil in Satan and people following against our King. That's one. And second, I have come to bring not peace, but the sword. And we might think, oh my goodness, Lord, how should we bring a sword? Well, his apostles actually had a sword when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he chopped off somebody's ear as they were going to arrest Jesus. And what did Jesus do with that sword? He healed the man's ear. His name was Malchus. And did Jesus himself actually have a sword? Did he go to fight? Well, no, he was nonviolent. He used his wit and his image, his power, but he never had a sword. And he was killed with a sword on the cross. Finally, if you think of the different ways of literary reading, you know, you could read that passage today as literal, just word by word. But you can also read it with allegory, to think about how Jesus is saying, I've come to bring peace. I did not come to the world to bring peace, but I've come with the sword, the fight of our spiritual lives, the fight with the sword, which in several times in the Bible, the sword was actually the scriptures themselves, the proclamation of God, and using power to go beyond the world types of fights, but spiritual wars and fights. So think today about how we listen to God's word, especially in those tough ones that we can be pinned in, quote unquote, by other people that don't believe in God or don't care. To know that, hey, this Bible, this library is dang good. It's awesome to read.